This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Southwest Airlines won't be held to the same labor standards as other employers in Colorado after the state settled a legal dispute with the company. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Last year, state regulators hit Southwest Airlines with a $1.3 million fine for allegedly breaking state labor laws, especially a new one that says employees can use paid sick leave to care for family members. But the state recently agreed to cut that fine by 90% and grant Southwest an exemption from the law, even though workers say they're still not getting the required benefits.
It hurts when they just completely caved to just a billion-dollar company that... sad.
That's Southwest flight attendant and union rep Jamie Simpson. State leaders have refused to explain the reversal, citing similar legal action with United that's still pending. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver's city council is debating whether or not to ask voters to change term limits in the city. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports no proposal is out yet.
Council members at a committee meeting Monday broached the subject. Should Denver's mayor and city council be limited to 2 4-year terms each? Right now, they can all serve 3 terms or 12 years in total. That's been the case since the year 2000. Any shift to term limits would have to be approved through a ballot initiative, and the earliest that could happen is November 2024. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
In Denver, expect sunny skies tomorrow with a chance for afternoon storms and a high around 97 degrees. This is CPR News.